Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project. You know those big stories that make it on the front page? We just talked about one of them, suicide bombing in Afghanistan, all the important stuff. We want to make sure you're informed, so we tell you about these things. But we also want to make sure you have enough stuff to talk about when you go out on Friday night, kind of somewhat asinine things people might say to you at a party. We want you to be well-versed in them. The page 9, 10, and 11, and 12 of the paper, and we call it the ramble. I'm
ramble
first,
us off, yeah.
I'm talking about football. Love it.
Well, yeah, I think you're really more talking about the human condition.
The human condition of football.
The fragile state of the human condition.
Okay, people, listen up. A Green Bay Packers fan got arrested during the team's playoff game Saturday. He was apparently cited for disorderly conduct in the privacy of his own home in Wisconsin for taping his 7-year-old son down. Taping him down? Really?
And taping?
And taping a Packers jersey to him. This is cruel. Apparently, the boy refused to wear a Packers jersey.
So he taped one on.
Started...
I don't understand. What's the crime? Are the cops Vikings fans? Is there something wrong with this? I don't really get it. Here's what the Columbia County Lieutenant Wayne Smith said. Here's the quote. He wanted the juvenile to be a Packers fan. I love cop talk like that. At 4:38, we approached the perpetrator. He said, He wanted the juvenile to be a Packers fan, and I would suggest you went about it the wrong way.
That's a very astute observation, officer.
It started off as a joke, but went sour when the wife took pictures and reported the man to the authorities.
Yeah, that'll show you.
Don't take. At least he didn't force a cheese head on him. Then that might be a felony. Grandeur, the Pyrenees, it is the Spanish national anthem. But this isn't just the instrumental version, this is the only version. There are no words to the Spanish national anthem. What happened was the lyrics were scrapped in 1978 because the country's ex-dictator, Francisco Franco, approved the words, and people at that time and to this day didn't like things that Franco approved of. But, you know, in 2008, the Spanish Olympic Committee wants to get their act together, so they put out a call, hey, let's have some words, and thousands of people submitted lyrics, and a guy who won had lyrics that, you know, said things that don't seem that shocking, like, long live Spain. But that phrase was deemed too nationalistic in tone for some separatists in the Catalonia and Basque region. And, you know, but then other people complained that the words were just too generic, you know, like, oh, that sounds like something that Liechtenstein would sing. So here's the thing about approving a national anthem.
I know you're waiting.
It has to be done 200 years ago, or else all you're going to do is have people on internet chat rooms carping about it. When you think about the United States now, national anthem. I mean, how does it start? Oh, say, can you see? That excludes the blind. From the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hail. Look, if we're calling sauerkraut Liberty Cabbage during World War II, we're not going to have the word hail in the national anthem. And then it talks about bombs bursting in air, way too militaristic. There's a section about gleaming, which I understand is a Scottish slur. So all I'm saying is that
you
national
can't win.
Anthems
you can't do it now.
Have
to
be done a long time ago. Yes.
Okay. I'm glad you got that off your chest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, a science story about Mercury. We all know the other side of a planet called Mercury. The spacecraft Messenger apparently swung by the planet's dark side on Monday, and images were taken from about 17,000 miles away. And the craft didn't see any space aliens or hidden civilizations, unfortunately, but it did catch a glimpse of more craters and ridges. And the Caloris Basin, which is apparently perhaps one of the largest basins in the solar system. The basin was created from the impact of a comet or an asteroid.
But basically, they found the unknown side of Mercury pretty much looks like Mercury.
Mm.
I wonder if some guy was wearing a t-shirt and it was backwards and they looked at the picture and it said, oh no, this isn't the other side. We just flipped the image. More science news. A study shows not only do men find long legs attractive, but women dig the long legs as well. A Poland university study looked at 200 people and they found regardless of the model's overall height and body shape, those whose legs were 5% longer than average were considered more attractive. Scientists say long legs mean good health.
Really?
I don't know. Scientists say.
Scientists, can't trust them. And now, some sad news. I think it's sad Mike is holding a celebration. For Broadway theater lovers, Rent You know that show? It's closing this June after almost 12 years. The show drew in a young audience, but it didn't draw in enough revenue at the box office to cover its cost.
Well, for years it did.
Oh,
now
for a long
not.
Time it yeah. did, and now it's apparently not.
I think they've run out of Backstreet Boys to fill the cast member slots.
Stop. And there's a lot of competition these days. You know, Disney's taking over Broadway and all. So Mike Pesca, he's so witty, this guy. He slapped together some BPP lyrics based on the play's signature song, Season of Love. Matt Martinez hates it. We love it. We're on the microphone, so we get to do it. We have our producers here in the studio to sing with us. Okay, people, we ready to do this?
Oh, yeah.
One, two,
oh, no.
Three.
Oh, no.
838,200 phrases. 838,000 words in a row. 838,200 stories.
We could round up to a million,
but it would ruin the flow. In rambles, in Moses, in newscasts, in clever host banter, how do you measure the Brian Park Show?
That was good, guys. You make even terrible lyrics come to life.
Oh.
Just like Joey Fatone in
our
the cast.
Our director, Ian, just had his head in his hand in pain, I think. Oh, well.
I think that is the definitive button on The Ramble.
Indeed.